I really don't know where they spawn them down there most of the time. And of course it gets that group of showers and then they just gradually build up from the weather conditions. Of course that bad hurricane that hit the Gulf Coast and Mississippi done so much damage, hit about 200 miles an hour a few years ago, it spawned right off the coast. Most of the time, they're a week or 10 days after the form before they get up this far.
Yeah, there's still some torn up motels and stuff around Panama City.
Last time we went out through West Florida and Alabama out there, they had never fixed a lot of those buildings in Mississippi where it tore them up so bad. Nobody didn't believe it was going to be that bad. They hadn't had enough warning time or wreck. Of course, the water does a lot of damage right on the coast from the hurricane. If one gets in the Gulf, it's got to hit something before it comes out. Now, those that come up the coast sometime, you know, they're just going out in the North Atlantic and dissipating that cold water and don't ever hit land.
You were, a few minutes ago, were telling me about. So a lot of people like to hunt. What are some of the kinds of game that people hunt around here?
Well, they used to. This used to be real good hunting area years ago for quail and dove, but they're about all killed out now. Very little of that hunting going on. People got the pastures fenced and no hunting signs. There's not enough birds where they want to hunt them all themselves. Most of the hunting that's done is deer hunting now, I think. And government reserve. Around Ocala, the big scrub, they call it. They have hunting season up there and up there hunting deer. Now, here in northern Florida, well, I don't know exactly what area it is, but I think it's between him and Tallahassee or somewhere or another out there. But western part, they imported a bunch of hogs. They hunt hogs out there, so some hunters from here go out and stay there to kill them a wild boar or something. But most of the quail and dove hunting, that's mostly what they have. They vary a little of that around here now. In certain areas of Florida, it might be more plentiful.
I'm surprised they didn't import those wild hogs. They usually do so much damage.
They got them on a reserve out there, I reckon. They used to, back years ago, they had no fence law. And folks just turned the hogs and cows out. A lot of the hogs went wild. So I don't know of any wild hogs around here now, but 10 or 15 years ago, there was still some wild hogs in these swamps around Lake Dunham, around places, and them old male hogs, they'd run you. Of course, folks would go in there and hunt them, you know, with their dogs. It took two or three dogs to whip one of them. Teeth were so long, they got so tough down in there. Hard to bite. I wouldn't eat one of them if I knew it. Couldn't stick a fork in the grave, that old thing.
That's probably the truth. Those are long ones, real skinny, aren't they?
Most of them, yeah. They just eat forage around. If you've got a watermelon patch close to where their range is, they'll go in and eat your watermelon. I've had them to get in my watermelon patch and eat them. But I never did catch none. I think some of the rest of them did catch them. Bunch of them in the field one year. They done a lot of damage, but they go back between two or three fields. And some of them finally caught them and killed them or took them to the market. I don't know what they did. But they're a whole lot different than the domestic hog that we keep in pen now.
What do they usually call those long teeth? They got some
tusks.
Any other kind of small game around, small animal
No, well, some of them go to coon hunting or cat hunting, just for the sport of it. There's a few bobcats around in this area. Used to be a few panthers, but I haven't heard of one lately.
Many people squirrel hunt, anything like that?
Well, not so much. They used to be more squirrel hunting than there is now. Folks able to buy them some meat now. I don't think they bother with squirrels. And it's off that you just got a certain season, you know, you can hunt them. But they've not, and folks used to hunt a little rabbit mostly at night, take a headlight. It's just a lot of hunting with a headlight. Have been for years, of course. Everybody don't obey it, but they just not that much hunting going on. Well, as I said a while ago, these groves and pastures, they got these no trespassing signs on them, and a lot of them mean what they say. They don't want you in there. A lot of certain amount of stealing going on, too. Folks going around people.